Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, Ireland and the Eurovision dominating the front pages today. Not like in the past when we kept winning the Eurovision. This time it's because we're boycotting it. The Irish Daily Star boycotts another year is the headline. Ireland to shun Eurovision over Gaza horrors as Israel is cleared to compete. And then the Irish Daily Mirror, Eurovision Song Contest. Ireland won't compete or broadcast the show in protest. So Ireland will boycott next year's Eurovision in protest after Israel's inclusion was confirmed. And RTÉ won't even show the Eurovision next year, given the appalling loss of lives in Gaza. I imagine there were an awful lot of Irish fans who immediately cancelled all those hotels that they'd booked on Booking.com and Airbnb. So they've cancelled all those bookings. They'll lose the money on the flights, or maybe some fans will still go, but certainly there'll be no Irish interest in it, and RTÉ won't even broadcast it. The other side of it, RTÉ will save some money, and they are trying to save money at the moment. So there's one way of saving money and maybe save some blushes, because we haven't been doing great in the Eurovision recently. But the main issue here, the serious point, is that a number of broadcasters, including some of the big five, now not participating because of Israel's inclusion. Maybe Israel will pull out, although I'd say there are two chances of that. So safe to say we won't be in the Eurovision this year. It's also the front of the Irish Times as well. On to other news on the front of the Irish Times, an Irish Naval Service ship, and we don't have many of those, but one Irish Naval Service ship spotted five drones operating near the flight path of Volodymyr Zelensky's plane as he arrived for a state visit to Ireland on Monday. And this sighting triggered a major security alert, which we're only hearing about now because obviously these things have to be kept quiet. But the security alert was triggered amid fears it was an attempt to interfere with President Zelensky's flight path. And we did have a no-fly zone in effect across the capital at the time. Now, we don't know where the drones came from. Their range and loitering time indicate they were of a sophisticated type and they were flown by experienced users, apparently. So all very, very serious. And Russian security services are suspected of staging the incident during the presidential visit. News Talk Breakfast are going to be talking about what they're doing in Australia and whether or not we'll do it in Ireland. The Irish Times on the front page says plans to verify the age of children who use social media will be considered shortly by the government. This is all part of a wider move to set a digital age of consent. Irish Examiner, staying with children, has very, very depressing news on the front page that children are bagging up drugs at home. Criminal gangs are looking to take over houses to bag up drugs if owners go out shopping for a couple of hours. The Diamond Project, which is a youth project in Dublin, says children as young as 12 are being groomed into drug networks and children as young as 9 could be targeted by these gangs. And some of the kids have to bag up drugs and they're on the prowl the whole time for houses where maybe the parents are out shopping for a few hours. So the drug dealers get in to the free gaff and get the kids to start bagging up the drugs. It's quite a concerning story there on the front of the Irish Examiner. The front of the Irish Independent says that anger is growing over the drip feed of new information about the cost of accommodation and security arrangements at the home of former Garda Commissioner Drew Harris, which has topped well over €500,000. And Labour's Alan Kelly says the Department of Justice has effectively hidden the arrangements. And Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan apparently is going to face further dull scrutiny over the revelations. The Irish Independent has the cheerful news of what age you're going to have a heart attack at or a stroke at. Apparently the average age for Irish people to have a heart attack is 63. The average age to have a stroke at is 72. For diagnosis of cancer, it's late 60s, and a hip fracture is 81. And these figures came from the Department of Health as part of a blueprint to transform healthcare. You can read more about that in the Irish Independent. That paper also looking at the gender pay gap. And obviously the government wants everyone to address the gender pay gap, but they'd want to start with their own departments because the average female worker earns more than a male colleague in just two government departments. So we've only two government departments where the pay gap favours women. They are Minister Norma Foley's Department of Children and Minister Simon Harris's Department of Finance. The rest of the government departments have a pay gap in favour of men. The misery of driving on the N7 is featured in the Irish Times today. Tim O'Brien went out to Kildare, and motorists commuting from Kildare to Dublin are calling for a dedicated incident response unit to be set up on the M7 N7. It's because of the amount of crashes on the N7 every single day. And people commuting now at 6 in the morning are facing traffic on the N7 and the M7. Journey times are 3.5 hours now to get from Kilcullen to Dublin and vice versa. Although I do remember when I was a reporter here on News Talk and I started work at 10, I used to leave Johnstown Village, which isn't far from Dublin. I'd have to leave at 7:30 in the morning and it would be touch and go if I'd make it in for 10. So it's 2.5 hours. You can get up at 4:30 like me and you'll be in 30 minutes, but that's obviously not practical for people. And they want now special teams, to special emergency response units to deal with the crashes very, very quickly, to try and free up the roads. Obviously, the toy show is on tonight. Lots of coverage. The Star tells us that the theme is the Grinch. We'll have a special report on News Talk Breakfast about that. But if your kids are watching it, watch their faces watching the toy show, because we are told in the Mirror that Christmas joy reaches its peak at the age of 6 for children. A study of 2,000 parents has found 40% believe the festive magic is at its strongest when the kids wake up at the crack of dawn on the 25th of December and Christmas joy peaks at 6 years of age. A quarter reckon the Christmas spirit hits its high when little ones meet Santa in his grotto. And the same number say anticipation is at fever pitch when they put out the cookies and carrots on Christmas Eve. 15% admitted that the excitement is tangible when their children flat out refuse to go to bed on the days. There's a nice little survey in the Mirror about the magic of Christmas, although a bit depressing if you're older than 6, that Christmas joy has already reached its peak. Back to the toy show, the Late Late Show studio has been transformed into Whoville, in case you're wondering what it's going to look like tonight. Patrick Hilty is taking on the role of the Grinch, and they have an A-lister who'll be making a cameo. Liam Neeson is going to be on the show. Well, he's not on the show. He's done the narration for the toy show tonight. We won't spoil any more for you, but as I say, there's a special report on News Talk Breakfast about it this morning. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.